Life is not linear, but a cyclical unfolding through the passage of time. Only the sense of the known and the familiar would have you believe that life is linear. Leaning in and engaging the cyclical in life is an art form that's lost from our modern day lives. The rhythms of life are no longer consciously engaged and directed by the seasons of the earth and the movement of the planets in the great unending sky. We are no longer participating in the stories of these natural rhythms and playing our part as the guardians of the sacred rhythm. In today's societies, we are programmed to seek a future based on linear progression, having, accumulating, holding on tight to possessions, things, beliefs, perceptions, and ultimately, the sense of self. Holding on to who you see yourself to be, which is shaped by the undercurrents of your experience in life and by all the influences you've been exposed to. The good, the bad, the hurts, the wounds, the pain experienced in life, as well as the love, connection, joy, fulfillment, union. Yet all that has brought you to be here, listening right now, and it's all your alchemical materials. Life gifts us all with experience, so we can share the wisdom that is earned back to life. Through experience, we can grow. We can grow as an expression of the truth of life, embodying the sacred and the wisdom that we have earned. Or we can grow in heaviness, burden, and become static to the gifts available to us. Through the passage of time and engaging the cyclical, so often what we thought was true turns out to have reshaped, reformed into a new way of seeing what was. We are not static beings. We are an unfolding story of humanness within our connection to spirit and to the source of life. We are shaped and can shape our lives. We can consciously reclaim the vibrancy of life and keep our inner temple clean and open to the mystery. You have arrived here today to this moment in an openness to go beyond the known, to take a journey in reclaiming the wild. The wild is the wild nature of your soul that lives deep inside of you. This wildness is your union with divinity, with source. It is free of the burdens of the mind and the heaviness carried in the heart. It washes you clean as you trust its voice, its power, and its way. It is attuned to the pulse of life and knows how to live in harmony with all that comes your way. It requires conscious action to engage the cyclical, by first engaging the descent. This exhibition is a reflective journey through this rites of passage. Are you ready to open your ear to the great below?